All right, so the Fed decision has come and gone, and as expected, we got more dovish, market-friendly reassurances from the Fed chair. And earlier on Wednesday, we also saw attempts to smooth things over out of China after the Securities Regulatory Commission met with seven major international banks to restore confidence following Tuesday's China market meltdown. Interestingly enough, it was the currency market that wanted to be buying into all of this, with the U.S. dollar selling off, seemingly on all of the market-positive communications. Meanwhile, stocks were not as convinced, and usually it's the other way around when it comes to stock market and currency market reactions. But as far as stocks go and risk appetite goes, we had also said it would be hard for investors to be surprised to the upside from the Fed decision, as a dovish communication was a certainty, leaving more risk for a sell the fact type reaction. And so today will be about more digesting of the Fed decision and taking in a whole lot of economic data. Key standouts on today's calendar come in the form of German unemployment, UK mortgage approvals, BOE consumer credit, Eurozone confidence and sentiment reads, German inflation data, Canada weekly earnings, US GDP, US initial jobless claims, US core PCE, and US pending home sales. That's all for now.